Jane Harper is a super well-known author here in Australia. You might remember The Dry, which became a movie with Eric Banner playing the lead role. But there's plenty of other books in her series. The newest one coming out, Exiles, just hit the bookshelves, and she joins us right now. How are you, Jane Harper?
Oh, I'm great, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here in Queensland.
We're so glad to have you back on again. I think last time we had you on was when The Dry came out. We'll talk about your new book in a sec. But firstly, you must have been so happy with the success that film experienced. What was it like for you seeing your creation actually come to life, seeing Kiwara, the town that you created, the fictional town, actually become physical? That must have been a little bit mind-boggling for you.
Yeah, it was such a surreal experience. And I actually got to go up and be on set playing a grieving townsperson at the funeral, which was like so much fun. But it was like stepping into a dream. You know, you see these... people and characters and these names that I remember coming up with, you know, at a desk at my computer, suddenly in 3D, and people saying the words that you wrote. And it was the strangest thing, but I was so thrilled with the film. I thought they did a really beautiful job of capturing like the heart and soul in the book and what the kind of things that readers have responded to.
Did you swoon over Eric Banner a bit?
Of course. Yes, don't we all?
We definitely all did. I loved it though, because Jane, a lot of times when you read a book, the movie doesn't, you know, stack up to what you've kind of created in your own brain. But I think your description of Australian country towns are so precisely what we've all experienced living in small Australian country towns.
Which is funny for someone who was originally a Pom, by the way.
But to see it on screen, like, it was exactly as I imagined it. The movie was just as good as the book, which is so rare.
I totally agree. And I mean, as a reader, I've had that experience of having a book that I loved reading and then seeing the adaptation, and it hasn't, you know, quite captured it in the way you wanted it. And I can't tell you how amplified that pressure is when it's actually your book and you're sitting there in a cinema. And I remember being in this darkened cinema kind of on my own, being shown this kind of early cut of the film and just being like, oh my God, like what is it going to be like? And I was so delighted though. And I knew it was in really good hands, but you just don't know until that moment when you see it. But I'm so pleased that readers have loved it too. Like that was kind of the main thing for me, that they felt it really was kind of reflecting the story that they'd embraced so much. Mm.
There's a sequel coming, Force of Nature. That's the second Aaron Falk book that you wrote. Eric Banner's back on board, which is amazing. Of course, Exiles, like Gabby said, is in the bookshops now. That is the third, and you've said final, Aaron Falk novel. As a massive fan of your writing and a huge fan of Aaron Falk as a character, why? Why is that? Like, why do you see that as the last Aaron Falk novel?
Yeah, I went into Exiles knowing it was going to be the final Falk novel, mainly because I feel like in fiction, endings are as important as beginnings. And I really wanted to give his character a strong, considered, thought-out ending, and one that Falk deserved. I mean, he's given me so much. He's been with me since, you know, the first page of the first book. And I just wanted to really... you know, end his story in the right way. And so I built Exiles entirely around him.
I'm going to miss him.
So much so.
Me too.
He's a great character and he's likeable, you know. Quickly before we let you go, you wrote The Dry when you were working as a full-time journalist. Now you write as a full-time mother. I mean, you've obviously got your husband who helps a lot as well too, but being a mum's pretty full-on. What's harder, writing a novel as a full-time journalist or writing a novel as a mother?
Oh my gosh, as a mother, 100%. I always thought I thought writing a novel, working full time was a huge achievement. And then I had children and I realized that was the easiest writing conditions I was ever going to experience. So, credit to all the mums out there who are trying to also do a job on the side, because it is not easy.
My wife says being parent is like a full time job as well as a full time job. Mm. Like you got two full time jobs.
Yeah. So. I completely agree with your wife.
You never have a holiday from that one.
No, you can't go on holidays. Jane Harper, Exiles is her fifth novel. Gabby and I fangirling this morning because we are both
I can't stop reading it.
It is unputdownable.
I'm like,
Jane.
Oh, do I watch the block or do I just go and read my book?
Book. Every time. Jane Harper, we love you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.